And we're back on Is Good on KillRadio.org. Let's talk about gigging out for a bit. Tell me about your, let's start by talking about your early live experiences playing.
That's fun.
As a cohesive unit, as Death to Honor's, like, let's say, like, what's the first time you guys played out live? What was that experience like?
We played at, was it Musicians Institute was our first
No, our first gig, we were together for about 2 weeks, and it was my coworker, my boss, actually, Greg at the Musicians Institute. He's in a band called Veiled, and he called me up, and he's like, we're having our first show at Club Lingerie, and we want you guys to play, too. And Club Lingerie is an awesome venue, which is now closed for some reason. Nobody knows why, because it was amazing. But and we're like, we've only been playing guitar together for, like, 2 weeks. Okay. So we went up there, and we played a set. I played, like, three of my songs, three of his songs, and that's pretty much how it was. Like, we hadn't really collaborated that much at the time on each other's stuff. And then he played a Radiohead cover. What was it? It was
a motion picture soundtrack.
Yeah. And we have a recording of it, and it sounded like shit. But, it was fun,
Yeah. The first shows were interesting, especially when we'd play over at Musicians Institute, because, we'd do an open mic there, and we'd be surrounded by a bunch of people, eating or whatever, and they were all, Iron Maiden fans and death metal heads, and we're sitting there playing our pretty songs, and and they're like, would get done and be like, all right, we'll have one more song, and be like, this better be good.
Oh,
like,
man.
Ooh, awesome. You guys suck ass. But yeah, it was cool, man. We were called the Thick Liquid Sucker Punch back then, man. That was, we had a couple of names, right?
What has the general reaction been to your guys' performance? I mean, have you been building an audience of Death to Anders fans?
Yeah, it went from, like, the first year and a half, it was, we couldn't get five of our friends out, and now, lately, it's been a good, we can average about, 40 or 50, yeah, something like that.
Wow, that's really impressive for an indie band in L.A. It's like, because you can always get your friends to come out for one show.
Yeah.
But if they saw you within a month, it's hard to get them to come back, mm-hmm, no matter how good you are.
Yeah.
Unless you have actual, followers. So what are some of the things you guys have done to sort of stay connected to your audience?
The collective that we're in really helped, actually.
Especially when we were starting out and we were playing shows, We played a show at the Cat Club, like we tried like the Sunset Strip, and then like we were playing shows kind of like by like UCLA and stuff like that, and we kind of realized that we were, really outnumbered by a bunch of bands that just didn't care, and they didn't care about other bands, they didn't care about the clubs, and there was really no sense of community. Like, everybody was kind of fending for themselves, and we thought that was kind of, I personally thought that was kind of odd, especially in like a big city like LA where there's so many bands. It's like there's really no type of community. And this was like, we were playing these shows at these venues where we felt so out of place. And I remember all of a sudden Nick called me up and he's like, oh, I just checked on Craigslist. There's this venue called The Cocaine that's just starting up, and it says they cater to more like indie experimental bands. And we're like, oh, we got to go check it out. So we went down there with our friend Sarah, who is in the Happy Hollows, which is another amazing band. And we went down there and we caught this act called Patch of Black in a Riot of Color that blew us away. It was the most incredible, kind of like a mix between like Sonic Youth and Built to Spill, but then they had this violin player there. Wow. That was absolutely amazing. Wow. And
the Transmissions played that night too, or was that
Transmissions? We saw this, we came back for a second night because we like that band so much, and the Transmissions were playing the second night, and so we started playing there because we just felt totally at home there, and there was this band, the Transmissions, that started playing with us, and then we were talking to a bunch of our friends that were kind of having the same feelings about the venues in LA as we were. And it was a One Trick Pony and the Happy Hollows. And we were like, oh, you guys got to come here. You guys got to come here. So then they started playing there more and more often. And then we started kind of taking our group of bands, to different venues. Like, we played like a bunch of us played at the Silver Lake Lounge. We played at the Good Hurt one time. And then I was talking on the phone with Sarah one day, and we were talking about how cool it was that like all of us were kind of following each other around and supporting each other and all that. And we kind of realized right then and there that we naturally formed a collective. And so we're like, well, shit, what's the next move? What do we do? And we're like,
name it.
Well, let's have a meeting and come up with a name.
Nice. And that's a beautiful thing too. I mean, like, yeah. Collectives, you know, bands supporting each other's music instead of just being kind of egocentric, as you know, I think it's kind of hard to resist for some musicians to not just be thinking about themselves, but be thinking about themselves in a broader sense, as a community of musicians. Uh-huh. So to form a collective is really a fantastic thing. But when it happens like that, kind of spontaneously and by proximity, that's unusual. So you guys went, you had a meeting.
So we had a meeting and we're like, well, you know, we got to, you know, and like, so what does a collective mean? What do we do? I mean, and we had talked about like, you know, having, you know, people like throwing in monthly like fees or like money like to support the collective and like to like promote and stuff like that. And then basically what we ended up, and like voting for bands to come in and voting for rules and all this stuff. And wow. Then at the end of the day, we were just like, you know what, let's just kind of ditch all that. And the whole purpose of the collective is just to create a community of friends and bands where, you know, If a band's playing a show, we'll all come as, you know, as much as we can. We'll come and promote and help them promote and help them support, you know, the show and stuff like that. And we'll have collective showcases. We just like a month and a half or 2 months ago, we had an amazing collective showcase at the Echo that went really, really well. And I mean, it's all about friends. It's all about good music and
support system. Pretty
and
much.
And it's primary. It's also all about, you know, having these shows where it's not like an acoustic act followed by a metal act followed by, you know, some jazz act, which I've seen a lot in LA, where it's like, you know, the fans will come for one band, then they'll leave because they know like there's a good chance that they won't like the following band.
Right, it's just not their scene.
You
know?
Yeah.
And but you guys, I mean, the different band, this, first of all, what's this collective called?
It's called the Central Second Collective. And I mean, all the bands, I mean, they're different. We don't sound exactly the same, but we all lie along like the same type of genre, which is, you know, indie rock, experimental, alternative stuff. And
there's six bands. It's Death to Anders, Happy Hollows, Transmissions, One Trick Pony, Anchors for Architects, and Die Rockers Die. And
I bet you're glad you didn't forget one of the bands.
Yeah, seriously. I don't know. Just the cool thing about it is just to the fact that we're able to surround ourselves with good people and talented people to boot that are, you know, it just kind of raises the bar, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Just being surrounding yourself with such talented people just is a really good thing for artists and whatever, you know.
Does Central Second have a website or a MySpace?
Yeah, it's a MySpace/ the Central Second. And so all of the bands are up there.
What about, is there, the website's still being worked on, though, right? Is it up?
Yeah. The website's still being worked on. Oh, okay. So there's going to be a regular website too. But for now, you know, just go to the Central Second, you know, on MySpace, and you know, check out all the bands. And there's like on the top 8 or 12 friends, whatever we have up there now, it's like a link to all of our bands.
And you guys are MySpace/ Death to Anders, right?
Yeah.
And do you also have a website besides the MySpace, or just
that's pretty much it for now? Yeah. Yeah.
That seems to be the way to go these days.
So,
Why don't we dive into another live song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Cool. And then we'll talk about your. Is this an EP or full length?
That's a full length.
Full length. Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about the full length and where to get it and that whole thing. My guest is Death to Anders. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org.
Forgot to clean the victim's hair out from his clothes. Oh no. Oh no. She forgot the war inside his head when he'd get home to find them there alone. Africa is plagued with war inside its sovereign bounds, and viruses, they come around and make it sound like life's much better over here. But still we fear. But still we fear. But still we fear. Just like this. Da 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 da. And you go. Da 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 da. And you go. Da 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 da. And you go. Just like this. Da 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 da. And you go. Da 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 da. And you go. Da 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 da. And you go.
Tell me about the writing process for that song. What's that? What's that song about?
Oh, well, it's actually a kind of like a like a we wrote like a trilogy for that song actually. This song. Well, you go.
You sure?
Yeah.
No, you. No.
Yeah.
No, you. No, really.
Well, it's mostly him anyway. He wrote.
It was this is the first and it didn't I didn't even know that this was going to be kind of like a trilogy when I first did it. This was the first song. And I mean, you know, there's the basic plot to it, which is, you know, this guy comes home and, you know, sees his best friend, you know, in bed with his wife and, you know, freaks out and basically murders both of them. I mean, that's pretty much what the main plot is all about.
It's
and
happy.
But
it's a happy song.
There's a what you know there's a another part to the song where you know places all over the world, you know, and you know no matter where it is, you know, the Middle East or Africa or anywhere, there's so much war and starvation and, you know, viruses and like all like disease, like sickness everywhere. And here in the United States, like we feel like, you know, a lot of people here feel like, you know, they have the worst lives and then they're so miserable and everything's so bad. Like, my wife's having an affair or anything like that. But in reality, it's like if you kind of compare that to what's going on in the rest of the world, it's like we have it so much better. And so it kind of...
So it's like R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet?
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
That's pretty much that. That's the best example I've
that's
ever...
That's what inspired it, actually, was R. Kelly.
Which is a wonderful video.
Are there themes that you guys keep coming... back to in your music? I mean, is Death to Anders have a... Is there a political theme that you keep coming to or anything like that?
No. I don't know. It's kind of really despondent themes, actually, just about... murder and like I don't know, it just sounds so bad when you talk about it like
but
I
it's all kind of like in a way like a sarcastic thing too. Like in ways like we poke fun of things and you know and like but I mean like we don't really sing about like my baby and like blah blah blah, you know. Like,
right.
You know, no like sappy love songs.
Are your songs mostly narratives, like storytelling kind of songs like that one?
Yeah, a lot of narrative, and also just sometimes just a lot of freeform stuff too.
Yeah.
I mean, narrative is just kind of like one of the tools that we use.
Yeah.
But,
tell me about putting together your full length. Did it start? A lot of bands start with just like a 4-track EP or something. This is your first release, right?
Yeah.
This was our first release that you know we sold and stuff like that. And basically, like, because for the past 3 years I've been working in the recording artist program at the Musicians Institute, and there's like a couple, there's a couple studios there. So once we had a bunch of songs, you know, ready to go, I just brought everybody into the studio. There was like a 2-week break when no students were allowed in. So that's kind of one of the perks of working there. You get to go in there and do whatever you want. So we pretty much, you know, did everything ourselves. Like we recorded it, produced it, mixed it, mastered it, you know, like the whole 9 yards. And, you know, it didn't cost us one thing, which
was... Wow.
Really cool. So,
and how did it feel like the difference between laying down the perfect track and playing live? You know, like how did it feel not having that connection with your audience to kind of inspire you? So having to sort of get it from within the studio to get it down on the CD.
It was. I mean, it was tough. We were kind of really OCD when it came to figuring out what tracks we wanted and what order and all that stuff because we have a problem that actually most bands don't have, which is we have too many songs. We just have so many songs. Since there's two primary songwriters, we just have an overabundance of songs. So it was just, I think that was the hardest part about it, was figuring out what we wanted to put down, what songs sounded like they all worked together the best and was a good representation of what we were trying to do.
I think that's definitely a lost art form too, is getting the sound of an album. Like, because now in the iTunes generation, everybody, it's about, you know, downloading one song at a time. And most people don't ever get to really experience a whole album. Most people don't even listen to, like, one album from the top to the bottom and see the progression of how one song, you know, leads into the next. I guess it's the immediate gratification era, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember the last time I had my iPod not on shuffle. You know? And it's it sucks because I used to be, you know, I used to be programmed to listen to a whole CD from beginning to end. You know.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of artists are kind of going that way now too, which kind of bums me out because there's something special about just being able to sit down with one whole specific piece of work by somebody and just listen to it all the way through. That's always been my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. So. How'd you come up with the name for the album, Punctuate the Calamities?
Punctuate the Calamities is it was from Tropic of Cancer by Henry Miller, one of my favorite authors. It was just like kind of mixed in like one of the sentences that he had, and you know, I saw it and I was like, I read over it and I was like, oh, that's really cool, and I showed it to Nick and he was like, that's it, we got to use it. So.
Kind of, seems to fit.
Yeah, it definitely seemed to fit with, like, you know, like Africa's on there and Sellout's on there and
Molasses.
You know, Molasses, and like, you know, like there's a lot of calamities, you know, in this album. And
so we punctuate them.
So we punctuate them by singing them, I guess.
That's great. And I want to give you guys extra kudos too for the packaging on this.
Thanks.
We were talking before the show about how much work went into it. You guys made the sleeve for this and tied it up with some like baling twine, I guess this is.
Yeah, it's just twine. So,
where can people get this CD?
You can get this. People can get the CD at Sea Level Records, which is in Echo Park on Sunset. It's a, I don't know exactly what the address is, but it's right by the Echo, the venue, the Echo. It's and you can get it there. You can get it at our shows, and you
on
can
our
get
MySpace page, right? There's a link.
On our MySpace page. There's a link on our MySpace page for iTunes and CD Baby.
Rhapsody.
Yeah.
So we got to. Yeah. It's so. Kind of.
And how have you been doing with, like, have people been picking it up, and has the response been since you started putting it out there?
You know, it's weird. We don't. I mean, we've sold some. It hasn't really been too crazy yet. We're just kind of pushing it still, you know. We figured we're in no rush, so
figured it'll pick up as you guys gig out some more, huh?
Yeah. Hopefully that's the hope. So
let's listen to another track from the CD you brought in. Is that a track that's on this album?
This is track
three from the CD that you brought in.
I have a blank here. It was
it's either Mooney Stagger
or what? It's not Mooney.
Screw it, whatever. Yeah. We'll go for it. We'll play it. It's Death to Anders. That's what counts. That's some other band.
What if it's a demo of just you doing something?
So let's listen to another track from Death to Anders. We'll come back, and we'll definitely get another live song out of them before we run out of time. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and my guess is Death to Anders.
Mooney Stagg was an ex-convict that's now on parole. He grew up in a Midwest town away from his own. After a while he was sent down south to a boarding school home, where he'd sleep with his eyes half shut, meager and cold. Man, you cease deficient in joy. is nothing but lust from a sick American boy.
On Is Good on killradio.org with Death to Anders. When are you guys playing next?
Death to Anders is playing next. We're playing in Bakersfield on October 26th, and then we have another out-of-town show in Long Beach on the 10th, I think.
The 9th.
The 9th. Ninth. Or yeah,
Prospector.
The Prospector.
Who else is on that bill?
Paper Planes.
Paper Planes, One Trick Pony, and the Happy Hollows will be playing on the Prospector. Tomorrow night, a couple of us will be down at the Cocaine playing like an acoustic night. So that should be pretty cool. It's a free show. Anybody wants to come out, it's downtown. The Cocaine's 366 East 2nd Street, downtown LA.
Do you guys do that a lot? Do you like a lot of different versions of Death to Anders when you go out and play, like, whatever fits in?
We've been playing a lot more acoustic lately just because of this. We've been getting together and jamming a lot. It seems to be working.
I guess it's easier to get acoustic gigs because there's a lot of like coffee shops and like smaller venues that can't really support full band.
Yeah.
But do you feel that people get the full Death to Anders experience?
They get a different one. I definitely think it's essential, though. It's good for us, just as for our musicianship. You know what I mean? It's a lot tougher to play acoustic. I mean,
you can't cover it with noise.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's fun because I mean, like, you know, we can plug in and get really loud and scream and do all that stuff, and then we can take the exact same song and just break it down and be as minimal as we can be. And as melodic as we can be and do something completely different, but it's the same song, so it's pretty cool.
Well, can I get one more song out of you guys before we go?
Of course.
All right, let's do it. This is Death to Anders on Is Good, killradio.org.
Oh, and I just wanted to say that this this song is going to go out to these two amazing people, Brian and Laura. They're these awesome, awesome people in Maryland. So if you're listening, you guys are awesome. Take a ride all over the Great Plains states, and if you had to take off, I'd always wish you luck. Hold all photographs, we need more hats and monocles with mustache glue. Lies are on the credit cards we took, so take a look and make us true. Jerry rigged the car with gaffer tape and cover up the paid. You could end up first in line and be confined. They'll hang you for the time you took his life. Every time
you and I
will always be best friends. And you and I
take a ride
all over the Great Plains states. If you had to take off, I I was sitting down, minding my own business at the store. You came running in with blood stains smeared all over your clothes. You said, hurry up, you gotta get the fuck out of this town. Grab my bag and grab my car, and all you hear is, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. I'm coming, I'm coming, oh. All this time I was just wondering who'd be walking through that door. Walk right in and take a look to see the bloodstains on the floor. Oh my god, I hope that Johnny Lodge doesn't come right in. Grab my bag, grab my car, and all you hear is, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. I'm coming, I'm coming, oh. I was walking down minding my own business at the store. You came running in with bloodstains smeared all over your clothes. You said, hurry up, we gotta get the fuck out of this town. Grab a bag, grab a car, and all you need is more time.
That's Anders. What can I say? Thanks for rocking out the Kill Radio studio.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for making it a worthwhile special edition Saturday show of Is Good on killradio.org. Nick, Rob, Pete, thank you. And hope your next couple of gigs go great. And I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more from you. MySpace.com/DeathToAnders. And everybody should pick up Punctuate the Calamities from CD Baby, iTunes, and the like.
And C-Level Records.
And C-Level Records.
Thanks a lot, John.
Take care, guys. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Yay! That's awesome, man.